The Shell ethane cracker to be built in Beaver County will turn natural gas into the building blocks of plastic. But as 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed reports, some local parents are concerned about the air pollution that is a potential byproduct of the process.
This time, we all hold on if we go way up high in the air, and then we sit down.
Rachel Lubitz and about a dozen kids are playing with a giant parachute at Irvine Park in downtown Beaver, about 2 miles from Shell's future petrochemical plant. Other parents look on as their children scurry through the park, tossing beach balls, playing tag, and hula hooping. Believe it or not, this is a protest of sorts, a play-in, says Patrice Tomchek, a field organizer with Moms Clean Air Force.
There's nothing stronger than a parent's love for their children, and so that's why we are here. And so the play-in is showing how wonderful and alive and healthy our children are, and we want them to stay that way.
Tomchek and other parents are particularly concerned about the pollutants that could be released by the plant, which have been linked to higher asthma and cancer rates.
And so what we want are air monitors that are placed around the edge of the property there to alert the communities if there happens to be an issue with pollution coming off of there.
The State Department of Environmental Protection did not require fence line monitoring when it approved Shell's air quality permit. Officials did not immediately respond to questions asking why such monitoring wasn't required. Aaron Jacob Smith is an attorney with the Clean Air Council, which is suing the DEP over its failure to require fence line monitoring.
We have not gotten a good sense of why DEP would not require this, and has put essentially zero pressure on Shell to implement these types of technologies.
A Shell spokesman said in an email, quote, emissions would be subject to regular monitoring, but did not provide any details. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.